Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Worship on Christmas Eve. And a special welcome to all of you who might be joining us for the first time. If you are here at TAB for the first time, we're glad you're here and are joining us for this holy night and for this time of worship and telling the story again. I know that tonight is unlike any Christmas Eve service we've probably been to. We're not used to doing Christmas Eve on Zoom. And I know we have a lot of feelings and it's not going to be the same. And so, however, God is still good and God is good all the time. And tonight we do get to sing, we do get to tell the story again and hear the story of God coming to us. In all of the places of our lives, coming to us and offering us joy and love, coming in a vulnerable way and sharing love and liberation with us. So we give thanks that we can share in that story, even in this way, though it's different than what we've experienced before. And I'm really glad to be here tonight to be able to worship with you and share in this evening together. I want to invite you, if you haven't already, to bring a candle. If you have a moment to take a candle, if you have something close by, you don't have to have four or five as an Advent wreath, but if you just have one, we will have a moment at the end of this service where we'll all light our candles and sing together. So please bring that candle for this time of worship and create a candlelight in your own home. And the other thing I wanted to invite us to, if you have some time after the service is over, we will stay or have the meeting open for a little bit longer so we can have some time to talk to each other and just wish each other a Merry Christmas. And so if you can stay with us, that would be great. You can bring a warm beverage or a cold beverage or some snacks, and we'll have a little bit of time of fellowship. So please join us for that as well. But now let us join in singing, join in telling the story, hearing the story again on this holy night. Let us worship God.
Welcome to all. Happy or sad, or a little bit of both, rejoicing or grieving, or a little bit of both. Welcome to all in whatever shape you are in. Here is good news. To you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. His name is Jesus, which means liberator, rescuer, deliverer. His life changed the world. His living presence changes us today. Lift up your hearts. Rejoice.
Tonight, we light the four candles of Advent. Though despair likes to keep watch, we will, in defiance of it, round ourselves in hope, in peace, in joy, in love. O God, may these lights burn here in our home and burn strong in us, not just today, but all the year long.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Pax, and my pronouns are they, them, and I invite you to sing and celebrate this evening together, starting with Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Good evening. My name is Ana del Corazon. I use she, her pronouns. This reading is from the book of Isaiah 9:2-7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders and the rod of their oppression, you have broken as one as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us, authority rests upon his shoulders. And he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Parent, Prince of Peace. The child's authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts.
This is Gwyneth with the reading, The Song of Mary, Luke 1:46-55. And Mary said, "With all my heart, I glorify the Lord. In the depths of who I am, I rejoice in my God, my Savior. For God has looked with favor on the low status of his servant. Look, from now on, everyone will consider me highly favored because the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is your name. You have shown mercy to everyone from generation to the next who are in awe of you. You have shown strength with your arm. You have scattered those with arrogant thoughts and proud inclinations. You have pulled down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. You have filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty-handed. You have helped your servant Israel in remembrance of your mercy, according to the prophets you have made to our ancestors, to Sarah and Abraham and their descendants forever."
Joyful and triumphant, O come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exaltation.
A poem by Denise Lederov titled Annunciation. We know the scene, the room variously furnished, almost always a lectern, a book always the tall lily. Arrived on solemn grandeur of great wings, the angelic ambassador standing or hovering, whom she acknowledges a guest. But we are told of meek obedience. No one mentions courage. The engendering spirit did not enter her without consent. God waited. She was free to accept or to refuse. Choice, integral to humanness. Aren't there annunciations of one sort or another in most lives? Some unwillingly undertake great destinies and act them in solemn pride, uncomprehending. More often, those moments when roads of light and storm open from darkness in a man or a woman are turned away from in dread, in wave of weakness, in despair, and with relief. Ordinary lives continue. God does not smite them, but the gates close. The pathway vanishes. She had a child. She had been a child who played, ate, slept, like any other child, but unlike others. Wept only for pity, laughed in joy, not triumph. Compassion and intelligence fused in her, indivisible. Called to a destiny more momentous than any in all of time. She did not quail, only asked a simple, "How can this be?" And gravely, courteously took heart the angel's reply, perceiving instantly the astounding ministry she was offered. To bear in her womb infinite weight and lightness, to carry in hidden finite inwardness 9 months of eternity, to contain in slender bays of being the sum of power in narrow flesh, the sum of light, then bring to birth, pushed out into air, a man-child, needing like any other, milk and love. But who was God? This was a moment no one speaks of, when she could still refuse, a breath unbreathed, spirit suspended, waiting. She did not cry, "I cannot, I am not worthy, nor I have not the strength." She did not submit with gritted teeth, raging, coerced. Bravest of all humans, consent illumined her. The room filled with its light, the lily glowed in it, and the iridescent wings. Consent, courage unparalleled, opened her utterly.
The Savior is born. Well, the Savior is born. Well, the Savior. Savior is born. They found him in a manger in Bethlehem. Where the Savior is born. Where the Savior is born. Where the Savior is born. They found him in a manger in Bethlehem. As shepherds watched their flocks by night, they found him in the manger in Bethlehem. They saw a burst of heavenly light. They found him in the manger in Bethlehem. Where the Savior is born. Where the Savior is born. Where the Savior is born. They found him in a manger in Bethlehem. The angels, they began to sing. They found him in a manger in Bethlehem. Glory to the newborn King. They found him in a manger in Bethlehem. Oh, the Savior is born. Well, the Savior is born. Well, the Savior is born. They found him in a manger in Bethlehem. Well, the Savior is born. Well, the Savior is born. Well, the Savior is born. They found him in a manger in Bethlehem. They found him in a manger in Bethlehem. They found him in a manger in Bethlehem.
Jesus comes and offers us peace. And so we are now invited to offer one another the peace of Christ. So you can now, you will have the power to unmute, and let's go to gallery view and pass the peace of Christ with one another. The peace of Christ be with all of you.
And also with, you.
Thank you.
Peace, everyone.
Peace to everyone.
Peace to you, Scott.
Hi, Len. Hi, Len.
Hello.
Peace, Lucinda.
Hi, Maya.
Hi.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Jenny.
For a while. Good luck, guys.
Hello, everyone.
Damn it.
Peace to you, Michelle. Good to see you.
Hi, Michael.
Peace, Geneva.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, Geneva.
Michelle and Amanda.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, Lucinda.
Hi, Heather.
Hi, Pastor Katie.
Hi.
It's Maya.
Hi, Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Your puppy's so cute.
Oh, thank you.
Peace, Mike.
Yeah.
Christmas
is onesie.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi, Maya.
Hello.
Peace, Gwyneth.
Hi, Mike. Peace be with you.
Thank
Mike.
You. Peace, Emmett.
Elliot.
Hello, Susan.
Hi, Lucy.
Hello, Don.
Peace, Susan. Peace, Donald.
Peace to you.
Peace to you all. Peace to you all. Everybody.
Peace, Jean. Peace, Amy.
Guys, what's up? Nice to
hi, Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
Hi, Alice.
Everybody.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Alice.
Good to see you.
Peace, Alaska.
Peace.
Peace to you, Ray. Good to see you.
Hi, Barb and Chris. Hi.
You can send peace to Helen. She's on the phone right here.
Oh, hi, peace, Helen.
Hi, Helen. Hi.
That's wonderful.
That's great, Jenny. Hi, Dean and Amy. Hi.
Peace.
Hi.
Will I send peace to them from you? No, they didn't. No. So Helen sends peace to you all.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Peace to her.
Reading from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. In those days, Caesar Augustus declared that everyone throughout the empire should be enrolled in the tax lists. This first enrollment occurred when Quirinius governed Syria. Everyone went to their own cities to be enrolled. Since Joseph belonged to David's house and family line, he went up from the city of Nazareth in Galilee to David's city, called Bethlehem in Judea. He went to be enrolled together with Mary, who was promised to him in marriage and who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for Mary to have her baby. She gave birth to her firstborn child, a son, wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the guest room. Nearby shepherds were living in the fields, guarding their sheep at night. The Lord's angel stood before them. The Lord's glory shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. Look, I bring good news to you, wonderful, joyous news for all people. Your Savior is born today in David's city. He is Christ the Lord. This is a sign for you. You will find a newborn baby wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great assembly of the heavenly forces was with the angel praising God. They said, "Glory to God in heaven and on earth, peace among those whom he favors." When the angels returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go right now to Bethlehem and see what's happened. Let's confirm what the Lord has revealed to us." They went quickly and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. When they saw this, they reported what they had been told about this child. Everyone who heard it was amazed at what the shepherds told them. Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned home, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. Everything happened just as they had been told.
A star in the east on Christmas morn. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. It will lead to the place where the Christ was born. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Follow, follow. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Shepherd and follow the star of Bethlehem. Rise up, shepherd, and follow.
Hi, trying to have family. My name is Lucinda and I use she and her. And tonight, for children's time, we're going to talk about the nativity. So if you are a child or a child at heart, you can come on closer. And I bet that with the people that are near you right now, you can name the different folks that are in this nativity. So we have this person here. Do you know who that is? It looks like Joseph to me. It's interesting that he has like a shepherd's hook. Kind of looks like this shepherd's hook, but he wasn't a shepherd. He was a carpenter. And then there's Mary, and the baby Jesus is in the middle. In this nativity, there's one shepherd with a sheep. But in other nativities I've seen, there's more than one shepherd. And from the story, we know that there was more than one shepherd who came. And then at the top, there's the star. And that also makes me think of the angels from the story. And this year, maybe different from other years, I was thinking about how the story of Jesus isn't really just the story of Jesus, that the story of Jesus is about community. The story of Jesus is about a family, but the story of Jesus is bigger than the family because folks that they didn't know came on by just to see the baby. And I think that's really special and important about Jesus and important about the church is that we are people coming together. And so I hope that someday soon we can be people who come together in person, but that even tonight we had to come together to talk about this story, to see the star, to see the candles. We had to be people who came together. So I just hope that you will think about that when you think about the story. God could have come as anything, as any person. But God came as a baby and as part of a family and as part of a community of people that Jesus didn't even know, that didn't know who Jesus was, but they came to be part of the story. Let's have a prayer. God, we thank you so much for this time to be together, even in a new and different way this night. The story is the same. But make it new for us and help us to see new things and hear new things. Amen.
He came down that we have love. He came down that we may have love. He came down that we may have love. Hallelujah forevermore. He came down that we may have joy. He came down that we may have joy. He came down that we may have joy. Hallelujah forevermore.
A reading from Thomas Merton's Rays on the Unspeakable. We live in the time of no room, which is the time of the end, the time when everyone is obsessed with lack of time, lack of space, with saving time, conquering space, projecting into time and space the anguish produced within them by the technological furies of size, volume, quantity, speed, number, price, power, and acceleration. The primordial blessing, increase and multiply, has suddenly become a hemorrhage of terror. We are numbered in billions and massed together, marshaled, numbered, marched here and there, taxed, drilled, armed, worked to the point of insensibility, dazed by information, drugged by entertainment, surfeited with everything, nauseated with the human race and with ourselves, nauseated with life. As the end approaches, there is no room for nature. The cities crowd it off the face of the earth. As the end approaches, there is no room for quiet. There is no room for solitude. There is no room for thought. There is no room for attention, for the awareness of our state. In the time of the ultimate end, there is no room for us. Into this world, this demented inn, in which there is absolutely no room for him at all, Christ has come uninvited. But because he cannot be at home in it, because he is out of place in it, and yet must be in it, his place is with those who do not belong, who are rejected because they are regarded as weak, and with those who are discredited, who are denied the status of persons, and are tortured, exterminated, with those for whom there is no room, Christ is present in this world. He is mysteriously present in those for whom there seems to be nothing but the world at its worst.
Oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lowly exile here until the Son of God appears.
Rejoice, rejoice. The Sacrament of Christmas by Howard Thurman. I make an act of faith toward humankind where doubts would linger and suspicions brood. I make an act of joy toward all sad hearts where laughter pales and tears abound. I make an act of strength toward feeble things where life grows dim and death draws near. I make an act of trust toward all of life where fears preside and distrust keep watch. I make an act of love toward friend and foe where trust is weak and hate burns bright. I make a deed to God all of all my days and look out on life with quiet eyes.
Friends, tonight I am so thankful to remember Clive and Juanita Thompson and Timmy and Christine, many of whom you know, but have been living in sanctuary at TAB for the past few months and who recently are free, who won their case. And I know we have been celebrating and so excited, and it is a wonderful gift in this season. So we decided that our offering tonight would go, all of it would go to that family. Even though they are free now, they have a lot of bills. They have housing costs and legal fees that they still need to pay. And so we want to remember them tonight and dedicate all of our offering and our gifts to the Thompson family. So this evening, we invite you to give generously, and you can go do that through our website. If you go to tabunited.org/contribute, or you can text any amount to 84321, and we will collect all that money and give it to the Thompson family. And so let us give joyfully, generously tonight, because this is good news for them and about them. And we're so blessed to be a part of that. So let's give. We are now going to enter into a time of prayer. So I invite you to join and let us all lift up our hearts in prayer. Tonight, we're going to follow an order for our prayer. There will be a few moments in this prayer time where you can lift up names or situations that are close to your heart. And tonight, we're not going to share those names, situations in the chat. We're just going to invite you to pray them in silence in your own home. So if you have a candle nearby, to center yourself and let us lift up our hearts to God this night and pray together. O God, on this night, we give thanks for the gift of your presence in our homes. We want to quiet our hearts now so that we can be attentive to your presence. We want to call on your deliverance, O God, and help in all the places and for all that need it the most. So tonight, O God, we pray for all who are cold, hungry, or alone this night. Embrace with your tender care all who wander alone or have no place for shelter, that they may experience hope and mercy. Open doors to rest and protection for all your people. We pray for all who are anxious, depressed, or ill. Draw near to those who find this season a source of pain or grief, and to all who are suffering or sick, especially those we remember in our own hearts. That they may feel the comfort of this holy night. We give thanks for all who have died, and we lift up their names in the silence of our hearts. We remember, and we give thanks for them, and ask for grace to follow their example of the saints who have gone before us and have joined the cloud of witnesses. God, we pray for those in positions of power and influence. We pray for government officials and leaders everywhere. May your vision of justice and your heart of compassion rule in their hearts and in every area of their decision making. We pray for those who are experiencing conflict and violence, both here in our city and around the world. We pray for your reign of peace and restorative justice. May violence end and reparation begin. O God, bring deliverance. We also pray for our enemies. We may know their names, we may not. But may our enemies experience your love and transforming power this night and in days to come. We pray for ourselves and for the blessings of Christmas. Open our hearts to your presence, O God, that we may be transformed by the new birth of this holy night. Emmanuel, God is with us. We are not alone. O God, you have heard our prayers, And you also hear the prayers that are on our hearts that we spoke in silence. But you also hear, oh God, our murmurs, the sighs that are inside of us. You hear us and we thank you. We ask, God, that your presence would fill our homes tonight and be especially near to those who need your grace and need to feel your mercy and presence in their life. Shower us with your kindness and your justice and your peace this night. And we thank you, God, for Jesus. We thank you for Emmanuel. We thank you for all that he teaches us, both in his birth, but also in the words and teachings that we know. And we thank you for the prayer that he taught us. And so I ask and invite you all to join me in saying the Lord's Prayer. Our parent who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
In the beginning was the Word.
And the Word was with God.
And the Word was God.
It was in the beginning with God.
All things came into being through the Word.
And without it, not one thing came into being.
What came into being in the Word was life.
And that life was the light of all people.
The light shines in the darkness.
The darkness does not overcome it.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
And we have seen his glory.
The glory of God's only child.
Full of grace and truth.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light.
Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them the light has shined.
I invite each of you to, if you have a candle at home, to bring it, hopefully without burning yourself or setting your hair on fire, to bring it with you close to the screen. And we are going to sing together Silent Night. And as we finish that song, we'll have a moment where we'll go to gallery view and be able to see one another and share the light and look at the light that is in filling each of our homes and filling our community together. So let's sing together Silent Night. Lift your candles. And friends, remember that the light shines in the darkness and the darkness will not overcome it. Let us take that promise with us into this night, the promise of Emmanuel, God with us, and the message of love and joy and hope that lives within us and also within us as a community. We are not alone. God is with us. Amen.